And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Okay, it's April 15th, and all across America, citizens are surrounded by sheafs of papers, calculators, tax software. It's tax day. Some may wonder, where does all that money go? Well, let's be honest. Lots goes to keep some wondrous realities alive, like our national parks and rivers, universities, and quite literally, the American system. Today's show will give you something to be happy about. So take a break and listen to this upbeat tribute to the American taxpayer here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Okay, to anyone who is listening live, you are the greatest. Last week, this show stood toe-to-toe with Condoleezza Rice, testifying to the 911 Commission. That was tough. Today, I'm up against the IRS. But things will get better. We will prevail. Anyways, I want to welcome you to another great show. I'm your host, Sydney Wildsmith, and these shows just keep getting better. I'm having a great time. Listen to today's adventure into the wonderful worlds of nature. In our first segment, something in this week's news inspired me to share some personal perspectives on a continuing saga up in Canada. Then we'll lighten up, literally, as we talk about the Aurora headlamp, one of my favorite new outdoor items from Princeton Tech. Then in our second segment, Wilderness Returns, as it will throughout this year, the 40th anniversary of the signing of the Wilderness Act. This weekend in Salt Lake City, the 9th Annual Stegner Center Symposium addresses Wilderness, Preserving Nature in a Political World. We'll be talking with Robert Keiter, who's the president of the Wallace Stegner Center for Land, Resources, and the Environment, about this amazing symposium and about his newest book, Keeping Faith with Nature, Ecosystems, Democracy, and America's Public Lands. And in our third segment, continuing our partnership with the National Parks Park of the Week feature on the National Park Service's website, we will bring the story of the Manassas National Battlefield Park, which is in Virginia, a truly historic site that may have relevance now as the realities of war settle on our nation. We'll learn about the park from Tim Nosel during our third segment. So it's a good time to call in with your questions for our guest. The number is 888-327-0061. By the way, next week, the show broadcasts on Earth Day, and I will be taking calls from all around the United States, from you and all the others who wish to share an event, a thought, a memory about Earth Day. So put that on your calendars. And if you want a reminder, send me an email requesting that you be added to our weekly show update. Send it to Wildside News, just like it sounds, at cox.net. I'll spell it out, WILDSIDENEWS, at cox.net, COX.NET. Or you can go to the homepage on the Wildside News website and send an email by clicking the contacts and just hitting send. Also, I welcome your emails. As a matter of fact, I want you to send me an email as you listen. Just click on the contacts page and shoot one off anytime. And be sure to contact our guest websites, which are featured on the show page for each program. And remember to visit the archives and listen to the wondrous mix of thoughts and stories that we cover each week here on the Wild Side News. Remember, it's radio on demand. You can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it. And by the way, visit WS Radio. We just added our 50th show. From eBay to art, fish to photography, money to moms, it's all here on WS Radio. And now, the news. Well, it's a sad story that I'm going to talk about from Canada, specifically Newfoundland. We keep hearing about harp seals, and to many, I'm sure it is becoming an environmental mantra of pain. But as someone who feels the life of the marvelous creatures around me, all the creatures, it is dramatically difficult not to react to the annual harp seal hunt. Here's the story. Along the Newfoundland coast, there are about 5.2 million seals. That's a lot. And the story of their relative recovery is good. Their numbers are up. As we know, populations of animals can become harvestable, like trees or corn or fish, from the seas. So the Canadian government has raised the annual harvest of young, meaning 2-week to 12-week-old pups, from 300,000 to 350,000. In terms of the overall population, that number is probably within spec. It can be done without changing the recovery of the animals. But there is another side to this story. I grew up much of my life around Minneapolis and St. Paul, Stillwater, Minnesota to be precise, and my family visited the Como Park Zoo regularly, and when I was going to college, I'd often go there. There are some things which have great impact in charting a life, and for me, one of those was an amazing seal named Sparky. Sparky was a miraculous animal, sleek, dark, with those lively black eyes, whiskers that had to be a foot long. And say what you will, but Sparky was sharp, smart, amazing. Sparky could do things I can't. She could balance a ball, any ball, on the end of her nose. She could balance her whole body by supporting it with just one flipper. She could leap into the water and immediately swim so fast underwater that she would fly through the air for great distances and even soar over ropes suspended above the water. Sparky barked, and Sparky would growl low and sexy into a microphone. And always, Sparky had the most amazing smile and seemed so ready to entertain the hundreds who would witness each of her shows. Sparky had a massive effect on me growing up. She awakened an awareness that led to a lifetime of study, which continues to this day, that each animal, if given the chance, can bond and communicate with us. I have lived a life willfully making that connection with deer, squirrels, birds, ants, even gorillas, ever since. And I have some amazing stories to tell, and I will, here on the Wild Side News. I am so glad I live in the plush paradise of San Diego, because I am many hundreds of miles away from the harvest of the baby harp seals. The thought that these smart, sensitive, fun, amazing beings will be bashed and clubbed to death wantonly in front of their mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers is something I wish were not part of my world, but it is, and right now all I can do is talk about my feelings. I hope somehow, through time, the Wild Side News can be a voice for the wild creatures and for you and me and the vast majority of humanity who knows that this is wrong, that the survivors will suffer the loss, that through time, if this continues, something may go dramatically wrong with the spirit of the seals. For now, it will be. But as we grow in our own great wisdom and share such amongst us, a dream lives within me that someday the slaughter will be no more. I certainly would appreciate your thoughts, so please feel free to email me. And also on today's webpage, there is a link to information about the seals, the harp seals in Newfoundland. Okay, well, this is a great chance, opportunity to give you a chance to go to today's page because it will help you get more out of this show as you click on links that expand on our guests and their work. So, now, if you have a chance, go to the April 15th show page, even if you're listening live or if you're archived. Well, it's time to lighten up. And our next guest specializes in lighting things up. He's Dave Cazone, who has the great pleasure of showing off the Princeton Tech gear. He's talking with us now from New Jersey. Dave, LEDs are lighting and lightening our adventures. Tell us about these little miracles and what makes them so special.
Big thing. Thanks for having me on the show, first of all.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
The big thing with LEDs is they do not use as much energy as standard incandescent flashlight bulbs or even bulbs in your house. So what they're giving you is extended burn times, and that's a big plus in these nowadays world, especially when you're getting outdoors. You carry less batteries and lighten up your load, basically, is what they're doing for you.
Well, I just want to tell my listeners that I called Dave because I wanted to talk about this little one of Princeton Tech's items here, which is the Aurora headlamp. Now, I bought one of these about a year ago, And I've used it ever since and haven't had to replace the battery. It comes with, I think it's two AAA batteries. And there's a lot of things that I like about it. One, it's extremely well designed. And you can see this, by the way, on the website, or you can go to Princeton Tech. There's also a link to go to Princeton Tech on the website. And it has three little LED lights. And why don't you talk about some of the features of the Aurora, and then we'll talk about some of the other items that you have, too. But let's this is my favorite, so what the heck, let's go.
Well, the Aurora headlamp is a pretty much a favorite in the outdoor sports industry. It was last year the number one selling headlamp in the industry, so which is a plus. Some of the main features, it comes with three super bright LEDs that have a dim system in them. It has five output modes. So you can change it from super bright to medium to low. And super bright you'd use for where you need to see a brighter area, more light. And then you kick it down to low and save batteries. And that's great for reading, cooking, anything that's really close at hand. And it's going to take a little bit of glare away. It is a completely waterproof unit. It does swivel, so you can direct the light where you need it. You don't need to move your head all the time. So where your eyes go, the light will go. It's weighs sub 3 ounces, so it's ultra light. You barely can feel it on your head, and it's great for many tasks from being outdoors, just from home improvement projects.
Oh, it's an amazing device, and it is extremely comfortable. It has a black strap that's adjustable that goes around your head and is actually stretches a bit. I use this in a whole variety of applications. Certainly when I'm camping, this is terrific. You put this thing on your head, and as it gets dark, you just wherever you look, there's light. It's really a good light. It gives a general light, and also, as you could obviously, as you know, if you could focus on something that's up close, you get really terrific light. And as I say, because this lasts so long, one of the things that has always bothered a lot of campers in the past is the fact that you get lights, and about the time that you need this thing, then the batteries go down. And the fact that these batteries last for, well, how long will batteries actually last? How many burn hours can you get from three? Is it two? I think it's two on this one.
It's three AAA.
Is it three? Okay, yeah.
On the burn time, on high you're getting about 48 hours. Again, that's constant use. But if you kick down the low, you're getting 160 hours, again, of constant use. So you figure if you're using it 3-4 hours a night, that's a fairly long time.
Oh, it's fabulous because you have the security. I know one of the things that I've had a bad time with, and that's coming into a campsite when it's dark. And it's actually dangerous because oftentimes you don't even know where you're setting up, what's around you. And that's in particular when you want to make sure that you have a headlamp. And you also need both of your hands. So I'm really talking about this because, you know, I think this is an amazing device for all of my friends out there and people who are listening. But there's other applications, too. Now, I'm in San Diego, and so I happen to like to barbecue. Oftentimes I barbecue in the middle of winter because we can out here. But I'll put this thing on and take it out and use it outdoors. It's an amazingly versatile device. Another application that I like to use it for, and that's around the house, I mess with computers a little bit. I have to add cards and things like that. And that's a time when you oftentimes want really good light. And because of the nature of this thing, you have this on your head, and it lights things up extremely well. So that's, you know, it really is an all-purpose device. It's not just an outdoor piece of gear. It would be good to have these things in your car just for safety and to have some sort of, an available light that is just always there. Princeton Tech really specializes in lights. Talk about some of the other products that you have.
Yes, Princeton Tech, we've been manufacturing lighting products for 28 years in the U.S. Everything is made in the U.S., and that's a big part of our heritage. We started in a dive business 28 years ago making lights for scuba diving. And then about 12 years ago, we got into the outdoor sports, more of the headlamp, hands-free lights, but we still also make dive products as well as handheld flashlights, as well as safety strobes for marine applications. All we do is lighting. We know lighting. We do it well.
Now, are most of your items these days LED-driven?
Yes. Everything going forward here from now on is LED-driven. There's so much new technology in LEDs and in batteries. Batteries are changing just as fast as LEDs. There's new 1-watt and 3-watt LEDs out there that are as bright as halogen incandescent bulbs and still getting greater, you know, not 10 times the burn time, but 3 to 4 times the burn time. So you might have a 1-watt LED bulb that's as bright as a 3-watt halogen bulb, whereas the halogen bulb might get 2 hours of burn time. You're going to get close to 8 to 10 hours of burn time and have the same output.
You're also coming up with a new product down the road here that I think is going to be really exciting because it will create general light, really a large light. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yes,
too.
We have the new Corona headlamp, which is coming out within the next 2 weeks. It'll be in the retail stores. It is a 8-LED light that you can focus from 8, 5, 3, and 1, and it's going to give you great, great general area light. So if you need to see a wide area, you kick it on 8, and you're going to light up a 20 by 20 area. So if you need to set up a big family size tent, if you need to work under a hood of a car and really want to light up the area, and the burn times are great. It's going to run on 3 AA batteries, so it will be a little larger unit. It's about 4.5 ounces with a rear battery pack, but burn times are anywhere from 30 hours to 200 hours. So you can really focus the light to your needs.
It's amazing how time flies, Dave. But now, if people are interested in getting your products, where can they find them? And by the way, I also, just so people know, I actually have a link on the website here so that you can purchase them from Amazon.com very easily. But where else can people find these?
We're in all your major retail stores, anywhere from Recreation Equipment, REI, to Dick's Sporting Goods, Sports Authority, Galleons, Campmore.com is another good site. So.
Well, Dave, you've enlightened us all. Thanks, Dave, for being here.
Thank you.
You bet. It's been a pleasure. And when we come back, we're going to switch from LEDs as we focus like a laser when we return to the Wild Side News.